Time for another Stain Gang podcast as we visit with Ryan Spence to talk about Midwestern State women's soccer. And the women are home again on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock to tangle with Lubbock Christian in another Lone Star Conference match after Midwestern State won its home opener over LSC newcomer UT Dallas 2-1 on Saturday afternoon in a game that was delayed by lightning on a warm day. But let's go back, Ryan, to last Wednesday when you played Texas A&M International, and it looks like you got that game won. You're up 1-0, you're late in the match, and somehow the Dust Devils managed to pull even with you. Just your thoughts about the Dust Devil game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we did do a good enough job to win the game. I mean, we did. I think the girls did the defending side. This is the first team that played a bit of a three-back. Back five, back three, however you want to look at it, and we had them set up good, and they did it. They did exactly what we wanted them to do defensively, and they didn't have any chances on goal. But that's kind of been how this season's been. Is a stat I always love is less than five shots on goal. If you can give up less than five, and we've done that, I think, in every single game this year. But now you look at our shots on goal to giving up goals. That's a pretty high number. But no, the girls did what we needed to do. Just wish you had 11 seconds to not give up that goal.
And the goal came off a corner, right?
Yeah. Yep. Just wasn't, you know, they played short and we didn't do a good enough job marking up the back post. We started floating towards the ball and the ball got hit over and then the girl put it in.
In general, how do you think you've done defending set pieces?
90% perfect, but it's been those 10% that we were allowing either late in the game or throughout the game. I mean, we've done good, and then we kind of, against UT Dallas, we kind of gave up a chance on a set piece with about 2 minutes left. I don't know. It's just, I mean, I think we've done well, but then we also let off the gas at the very end sometimes on those. So it's set pieces. It's a mental game. It's all mental.
Then you finally get to play at home on Saturday afternoon and had a good crowd out at Stang Park. It was a game that desperately needed a goal, and you got it just before a lightning delay. Taryn Schultz scored the goal that gave you a 1-0 lead. And then when we came back from the lightning delay, it seemed like it was a much different game than it had been up until that point.
Yeah, any delay in any sport, kind of it's kind of how you react. It's just the mental side, and we scored a goal, and then all of a sudden the lightning delay, and you feel good. And even when we came out, we did, I thought, pretty sharp to start off because then we got a goal. Not too long after.
Just 3 or 4 minutes in, I think, yep. After the lightning delay. Nixley Munoz scored on a header in the 65th minute, and it was Schultz scoring in the 58th minute that put you in front. So you've got a 2-0 lead, and then things got a little bit hairy again.
Yeah, I mean, I told the girls after the game, you know, I can relate to back to when I played in 2010. You know, we won 19 games. And so I asked the girls, how many times do you think during that year did we have extra numbers thrown forward at us? Like, you need to embrace being up goals. Like, teams don't care if they lose 3-4-0 if the risk is high enough to go get a tying goal. So that's what I told the girls. Every team, if you're up goals, which you are, they're going to start throwing numbers forward. So you just got to be good in areas and put the game away and score the goals early on or during that little lull that – they're throwing numbers forward. We gotta be a bit more potent, and we haven't been. And then we kind of turn it into a slugfest at the end of the game, which luckily we got through on Saturday. But they just gotta embrace it. It's gonna be like that every game. If you're winning games, that's good. People are gonna throw numbers forward. So just embrace the fight and kind of just be ready for the moment.
There's kind of a scary moment at the end of that game. It looked like they might get a shot from the penalty spot. The official, I think, called a handball. It waved it off. So you kind of survive UT Dallas, yeah. Who had beaten St. Mary's, by the way. It looks like they're going to adapt to the LSC in no time.
Yeah, his style, UTD, is a little bit similar to ours. Very high pressing up top. The three forwards work pretty good. I think we did a good job not giving them many chances to do anything with. I think they had a little bit more chances against St. Mary's. But I thought tactically we did well. I mean, I thought we outperformed them on the day, but soccer's a cruel sport sometimes. It doesn't matter how good you play. It just matters about the scoreboard. So, but no, the UT will be fine. They'll be fine. They've got front runners that can go. and they're balanced.
And that was another instance where you held them to four shots on goal.
Yeah.
So you're achieving a lot of your goals night in and night out.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, I think, you know, watching film back, and I mean, they're doing what we're asking them to do. It's just, can you be close to perfect towards the end of the game? That's the hard part, because I can only put you in the situation, you know, enough to where you just got to learn and adapt, and we've got a lot of young girls back there. So this is a good learning time for them.
That win on Saturday gives you a 13-game home unbeaten streak. The last time you lost a decision at home was against Dallas Baptist back late in the 2023 season.
Yeah. No, I think the girls – I mean, playing at home's nice. I mean, when I was a player here, I think we went on a 35, you know, not losing a game at home for 35 games or something like that. So, it's something a little bit different being at home. I mean, we like our feel. The crowds do pretty good here. So, yeah, I mean, we play sharp at home, but we got one of each week. We got a home game on Wednesday, and then got to go to Dallas or to Denton, which is always tough to play at Texas Women's.
Well, let's talk about Lubbock Christian first, and what do you kind of expect to see out of the Chaparrals?
Probably a little bit similar to UT Dallas. They got, you know, a striker up top who's a little bit of a handful with Spiller, but they're just kind of balanced. They'll play similar. Just can we be good and win the midfield battle? I think it's going to be the winning of this game is who's going to win that midfield. And I think we've done well in that department with bringing subs on. Taryn comes off the bench, plays good minutes, and she scores a goal. You know, Nixley Munoz comes from the middle again and scoring. So I honestly think the definition of a good team is how many goals your center mids can produce. Can we double down on that with some attackers getting some goals too with the wingers and strikers? Yes, but I think that's when we'll know that we're firing on all cylinders when that happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you feel like you're close to that, to firing on all cylinders?
I mean, I think we're always ready to score 4, 5, 6 goals. But when we don't get the ones we should, it magnifies on our defense, or not the defense, but the whole team to defend. And then we kind of cause a little bit of our own problems.
Looking at the history of this series with Lubbock Christian, every match has been decided by one goal and has been kind of a 2-1, 1-0 game. Is that what you're expecting to some extent this week?
No, hopefully we'll hopefully we can win 5-0. But
this is the week you break through?
Yeah, I mean, all these games in Lone Star will be tight. Even if you outplay someone, everyone's good enough to nick goals off late and to make a mess of it. It's just getting up for it. It's a night game on Wednesday, so it shouldn't be too hot.
No, I think it's going to be a really nice night out there Wednesday night.
I think it'll be low 80s, I think, when we kick off.
Yeah, when we kick off, I think and then the temperature is going to continue to drop, because I think the overnight low that night is going to be below 60.
Yeah.
So, it should be a really nice night out there.
It'll be like a late October night, probably.
Yeah, let's hope so. Taking a look at your next game against TW, this has become a little bit of a rivalry, and they've started the season with 6 straight wins.
Yeah, they've done well. I mean, Bebek has them, and them organized. They're not giving up a lot of goals. They're not scoring as many goals, but, I mean, for me, the biggest stat is, like, if you know you're not going to concede much, like, that's confidence, and then just, you know.
They've got 4 clean sheets in 6 games. The other 2 games, they gave up 1 goal in both of them.
I think historically, last few years, they have been pretty good not giving up goals. So can we change that on Saturday?
That's the question I'm asking you.
Yeah, I mean, man, we create chances. We do. We've created way more chances now than I think we have in the 8 years I've been here.
I mean, you're almost doubling the opposition in just shots. So, and then you also have a pretty good advantage on shots on goal, and you have far more corner kicks than your opponents.
So can we score? Like me being a center back, if we can put one of those away early, you know, when we're up 2-0, if we nick that third goal, it's done. The next goal is not for us, and then it again turns into that dogfight.
So is it mental or is it physical? Is it what's going to help you get over the hump and score more goals?
Just keep, I mean, this is the experience. You know, we've said it with, even the newbies, the freshmen. I mean, Coach Lynn said it right. Like, these freshmen have been through 4 years of soccer stress within the first five games of the year. So what we mean by that is, like, you've got late winners, you've got late late leads, you've got lightning delay, you've got road trips, tons of road trips, traveling down to Laredo, driving 8 hours. Like, they've had it all within the first month of the season. So you hope it's experience that they can learn from and grow and take a deep breath. You know, when you're out there playing, yes, you can play hard, you can play fast, you can get things going, but in that moment, can you relax and make a good decision that typically a junior, senior will be able to figure out a bit more, and the freshmen just need to keep getting in that situation and keep learning.
Do you talk about the last 10 minutes of the match, or is that something you're trying to avoid talking about?
Every day. We yesterday morning when we trained, it was a lot of, because we are scoring goals, so can we just limit the opportunities that the other team is getting, be in better starting positions. That's been the talk, I think, this whole year, is just being in the right position before a play start. A lot of it's from a throw or a dead ball or a free kick or a corner kick. Like, can we just set up properly before the ball's in play and then let our skills do the job? But when we don't, we cause a bit of a mess.
We mentioned that you're on the road to take on you're playing Lubbock Christian at home, and then you go on the road to take on TWU, so you're in the heart of conference play. Are there any trends you're seeing in Lone Star Conference play?
That it's just going to be a kind of one of those weird years. I think Tyler's undefeated, DBU and Texas Women's. And so it's going to be when the grind, you know, here in two or three games when that middle of that conference hits, who's going to continue? Everyone's going to have a result. Everyone's going to slip on a game, but can you rebound off of that, or is it going to magnify? I think that's what this conference is tough. And that's just what, do you have enough depth in areas? If you have an injury, can you fix things? I think that's here in about two or three games is where everyone's going to hit, and it's just who can react the best to it. I think it's going to be the teams that come out in the top five or four or five teams.
Do you think you're a better team going into this match against Lubbock Christian than you were when you took the team to Bethany to play Southern Nazarene in the season opener?
Yes. I think the girls understand a bit. I think defensively, I think we're doing well with what we need to do in distances and stepping and where to hold. I actually think we're a lot better than that, than where we were going in. We scored 17 goals in preseason games. And again, we are scoring goals. I think we've scored, two goals in every game?
Yeah, I think you've got 9 goals scored this season, and I think you've conceded 9 goals.
Yeah.
And that's indicative of the way the season's gone. It's been a white-knuckle affair night in and night out. Yeah.
So just can you just take a deep breath and be better in those situations and put the game away early.
Lubbock Christian will be here at Stang Park to take on the Midwestern State women at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. You mentioned it should be a really nice night out there. And there's something magical about playing under the lights at Stang Park.
I like it.
That's Ryan Spence, the women's head soccer coach here at Midwestern State University. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stang Gang podcast. And bring your friends out to Stang Park to see the women Wednesday night against Lubbock Christian. And then you can see that game on Flow College if you're not able to make it. Same is true with the game in Denton on Saturday. We'll talk to Ryan again next week. I'm Pete Stein. So long.